Okay, and so our final in-person talk. The last talk will be recorded playback. And now we have Ignaz Forster talking about OpenSUSE MicroS and the technical details. So thanks for coming.
Thanks for the introduction and thanks for joining. As said, this talk will be about OpenSUSE MicroS. We have several topics to cover and not much time, so I'll just go over them quickly. We can't go into too much detail, I fear, but yeah, we'll see. Just one slide back. My name's Ignaz. I'm working for SUSE, and yeah, I'm working as a research engineer. So, what are today's topics? First of all, I'll give you a short introduction on OpenSUSE MicroS itself. How is it built up, and on which foundations is it built up? Then we'll have a short look about the update and rollback mechanisms we are using there, and something we haven't talked a lot about today, on configuration file management, on our approach to handle these in image-based systems. We probably won't make it to the full disk encryption and trusted boot part, but I can just refer to Leonard's talk from earlier today. So, when we are talking about OpenSUSE MicroS, we are basically talking about some product of the whole OpenSUSE universe. As the most known products there are Tumbleweed and Leap. Tumbleweed is our rolling release distribution, and Leap is our stable distribution. Stable not in a sense of Tumbleweed crashes all the time, but stable in a sense of the API doesn't change all the time. Leap itself is based on SUSE Linux Enterprise. SUSE Linux Enterprise, in turn, is based on a Tumbleweed snapshot, which will then merge into a stable product. So when we are talking about MicroS, we still have the same products, basically. We have OpenSUSE MicroS, which is based on Tumbleweed, and we have OpenSUSE Leap Micro, which is based on Leap. So basically, we also have the same ingredients in there. We still have the RPM packages as a base. To be exact, exactly the same packages we have in the Tumbleweed or Leap distributions, and we are building up on these. You may know OpenSUSE as one of the large users of B3FS. With Leap and Tumbleweed, you can use any file system you want. B3FS is just the default, but when we are talking about MicroS, then B3FS will be mandatory. You have to use it because we rely on these features really deeply. First of all, that's snapshot. These are the snapshots. When we are creating a new an update, we will need those snapshots to have the forward and rollback handling. And B3FS has a huge advantage. We've heard that from a previous talk already. B3FS has copy and write functionality, so when we do an update, it will be the smallest update possible, basically. We don't have AP partitioning where we have to have two partitions the same size, but can have a minimal snapshot for that. So when we are talking about MicroS, if it's based on Tumbleweed and Leap, what's the actual difference compared to them? First of all, it's a read-only root file system, which is, I guess, common for all the image-based systems we heard of today. And it contains a minimal package selection. Minimal doesn't necessarily mean that it's the smallest distribution possible, but a minimal package set for what it's trying to do. What it's trying to do is being a single-purpose system. It evolved from a project called OpenSUSE Cubic, which was a Kubernetes distribution, until we discovered that you can use it for so much more. Basically, what it's nowadays is a single-purpose system, including running containers, but you can use it for any system or any use case you actually want to have. We also have a MicroS desktop, so your single use case would be running a desktop there with Flatpaks as packages or for using your applications. That single-purpose system approach also means you can install packages from the Tumbleweed and Leap distributions, but it's not designed to be used that way. But you should use containers for having your actual load, or you can say you install one dedicated package, for example, if you want to run it as a mail server or whatever. And if you have a look at our commercial site, there we have the SUSE Linux Enterprise Micro product, we even have a very limited package set. You can't even install all the packages you can from Tumbleweed and Leap to make that clear that it's really meant to be used in a quite restricted way, for example, for workloads, for example, for cluster nodes or for embedded systems. Especially for embedded systems, we also have another very important point, namely it's a self-maintaining system. So you basically install it and then you, in theory, can forget about it because it will just update and maintain itself. We'll have a short look at that later, how that works. So when we are talking about updates, I said it's a read-only system, so you still have to be able to update the system somehow if it's not image-based. For that, we are